Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Maseches Brachos. Today we're going to begin the seventh perek. Says the first Mishnah, Shlosha she'achlo ka'achas chayavin lezamein. Three people who ate a meal together are required to make a zimun. In other words, even in addition to actually benching, saying Berachas Hamazon, they are required to join together to say a bracha prior to a Berachas Hamazon, when they say Nivarech Shachanu, let us join together to bless Hashem because we have eaten Mishaloh from what God has given us. So that idea to bless Hashem, so that is a requirement when three people eat together. The Gemara learns out from the pasuk that tells us in general to a bench ve'achalta ve'savata ve'irachta. From Es Hashem Elokecha, from Hashem Elokecha, we learn out this idea of Zimun. And then the Gemara, from one of two psukim, learns out the idea that you need at least three people to do this. From the pasuk of Galul Hashem Iti, Unaranma Shemo Yachtav. Or perhaps the Gemara says from Havul Goda Lelokeinu, we learn out this idea that when three people join together, when they eat together, they have to first do the Zimun prior to actually reciting Berachas Hamazon. Continues the Mishnah, Achal Demai, if they ate Demai, Demai is a produce where there was a question whether or not proper Maeser Rishon had been removed. Demai was produce from an Ama Aret, someone who wasn't learned, and the assumption is they were careful to remove the Truma for the Kohen, but not necessarily the Maeser Rishon and other Maeseros for the Levium and for the poor and the Maeser that they have to take themselves to Yerushalayim. And so if they ate this Demai, or similarly the Gemara says, the Mishnah continues, Maeser Rishon Shenatla Trumaso, or they ate a Maeser Rishon whose Truma had been taken. This is a reference to the Truma that the Levi, once a Levi receives a Maeser Rishon, he then has to take an additional Trumas Maeser and give that to the Kohen. The Mishnah continues, or Maeser Sheni Vehekdish Sheniftu, or they ate a Maeser Sheni, which is separated on the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, that has to be brought to Yerushalayim. Instead of being brought to Yerushalayim, you can also redeem the food and bring the money to Yerushalayim. So you've redeemed this Maeser Sheni or Hekdesh or food that was sanctified for the Beis HaMikdash. And again, instead of bringing it to Yerushalayim, you can redeem it with money, and now you want to eat this food that has been redeemed. Vashamish Achol Kazayas, and an attendant who was serving your meal, a waiter who ate at least a kazayas, an olive worth of food. Vahakusi, a kusi, this is in reference to a group of people who at the latter part of the period of the first Beis HaMikdash joined the Jewish people. There's a whole discussion throughout the Gemara whether or not they were accepted as Jews or not as Jews. Here, the time of the Mishnah, we're assuming that they were accepted as a Jew. Later on, the Gemara tells us that they decided, based upon some of their practices, that we no longer consider them as Jews. But here, the Mishnah is assuming that the person is Jewish. So in all these cases, Mizamn Olayim, you can include these people. Also is considered to be included. The cases of the Demai, that's a situation that that we assume that even though we're not certain whether or not the Maesos have been removed, but nonetheless, either we can say we don't have to worry about that concern because most people did remove the Maesos, or perhaps the situation is where the rule is that someone who's poor is allowed to eat the Demai. So either referring to a poor person or a person who potentially can nullify all that they own and become poor. So they can be included in the Zimun. The Maeser Rishon case where the Truma was removed is perhaps a case where, yeah, the Truma Maeser was removed. Perhaps the Truma Gedola, the original Truma, was not removed, but in a situation where the produce was taken before there's an obligation to remove Truma Gedola. And therefore, one could, if one ate these foods, they could be included in the Zimun. And the case of the redemption is that perhaps redemption took place of the Maaser Sheni and the Hekdesh, but it wasn't done completely properly. They redeemed the face value, but didn't add the Chomesh. They didn't add the additional fifth that's required. So the Mishnah teaches us that that is not Ma'akev, that that would still allow one to participate in the benching. In any event, in all these cases, a person can join in the Zimun, and a person isn't included. However, it says the Mishnah, Aval achal tevel, but if one ate tevel, which is produce where nothing has been removed, where they had not removed the truma, they have not removed any maaser, or maaser rishon shlo not lo truma. So if you have maaser rishon that was given to the Levi where the truma was not removed, and here the Gemara explains we're talking about when the food was taken, truma gadol, the initial truma had to be given to the kohen. And if it was not given, so wasn't separated, so therefore you would not be allowed to eat such food. Maaser sheni v'hekdesh lo niftu, or you have maaser sheni, you have hekdesh, food that was not at all redeemed. Hashamish achol pachos mekazayas, we have a waiter who ate less than the kazayas, so was not obligated in berachas hamazon. The hanachri, or a non-Jew who ate a full meal but is not Jewish, not even a kuti. In all those cases, emizamnin aleim, you cannot include those people in your zimun. There is an interesting discussion amongst the Rishonim, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Halach Lamaisa, whether or not this whole discussion of people eating foods that they shouldn't eat, is this only a discussion regarding zimun, or what about regarding brachos in general? Would you make a bracha on food that is prohibited to you? Is it allowed? Is it not allowed? And so some of the Rishonim say it is permissible, and others say that it's not allowed. And the Shulchan Aruch has a whole discussion, has a Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav in the Shulchan Aruch, where he rules that you do not make a bracha. Achal davar iser, afal pish eno aser el midarabanan, even something only prohibited rabbinically. Eimizamin alav, you don't participate in the zimun. Eimavarchin alav, lo betchil lo basof. You don't even make a bracha rishona, a bracha prior to eating the food, and not a bracha achrona. You don't make a bracha afterwards. You don't make a bracha samazon. Don't make an alamechia bari nefashos after eating a prohibited food. The next mishnah says the following: Mishnah Beis, nashim vavodim uketanim eimizamin aleim. Women and Eved Kenani and children do not participate in a zimun. The Gemara in the third parak of Maseches Brachos discusses women's obligation in benching in general. Women certainly are obligated in benching, but there is a question whether that obligation is midaraisa, is it biblical, is it midrabanan, is it only rabbinic, because the pasuk says al aretz hatova, on the good land, and women did not receive an inheritance in the land of Israel. So therefore, women, if there only is only a rabbinic obligation, they cannot participate in the zimun. With a biblical obligation, avadim cannot participate in the zimun, and a katan, an obligated yet in mitzvos, does not participate in the zimun. And then the Mishnah concludes, ad kama mizamnim, how much do you have to eat to participate in the zimun? Ad kizayis. So the first opinion is I at least have to eat an olive amount to participate in the zimun, to be required to be part of the zimun. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad kibetza, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, you have to eat a little bit more. You have to eat at least the volume of an egg in order to participate in the zimun. The Mishnah said earlier regarding the shamish, regarding the servant, the attendant, the waiter, that they eat a kazayas. Here the discussion might be that Rabbi Yehuda might require a little bit more in order to actually lead the zimun, or to be required to participate in the zimun. The kazayas might just be optional, but to actually be required, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would have to eat a kibetza. At the end of the day, we paskin like the first opinion that a kazayas is what is required to participate in the zimun.